Hello and welcome to The Co-working Club, a podcast for female business owners who want to work for themselves, not by themselves. I'm your host, Jessica Berry, and each week I'll be chatting to a new guest all about the realities of running your own business, sharing tips and tricks for dealing with the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, as well as discussing the benefits of building community through co-working. So what are you waiting for? Come and join the club. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of The Co-working Club. I'm super happy to have you joining me today for a very exciting guest interview. Today I'm actually welcoming back a returning guest to the podcast, the wonderful Caroline from Caroline Inspired, who is a yoga teacher based here in Nottingham. Last time Caroline was on the podcast, it was at the beginning of this year, and we chatted all about creating healthier habits with social media through establishing boundaries, being more intentional with the time you spend online, as well as taking regular digital detoxes. But back in May of this year, Caroline announced to her community that she would be leaving Instagram. The reaction she received was overwhelmingly supportive, with so many fellow business owners sharing that they too wished that they could do the same, but felt like they had no choice but to keep showing up and creating content for Instagram. I was so keen to catch up with Caroline again to hear all about what her life and her business looks like after Instagram. And in this episode, we chat all about the reasons that ultimately led her to making the decision to leave Instagram, whether leaving Instagram has had any tangible impact on her business and the sales that she's been making, why creating content for YouTube feels like a better fit, and how she is building a community over on that platform, as well as the big question on everyone's lips, I'm sure: will she ever return to Instagram in the future? It was such an interesting conversation, and I really hope that you enjoy it and find some value in it as well. I do just want to add that the audio is not the best quality in the world. It is a little bit echoey because it was recorded in person, but I hope you can look past that and just see the amazing advice and wisdom that Caroline shares in this episode. So without further ado, here is our conversation.
Hi Caroline, thanks so much for having me again.
Thank you so much for inviting me back onto the podcast. I'm so happy to be doing this again.
Yes, I'm very excited to dive into today's topic. And yeah, Caroline is back on the podcast for a second time. We're kind of going to be following up on what we spoke about last time. So head over and give the previous episode a listen if you haven't already. But yeah, do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of who you are, what you do, in case anyone isn't familiar with you?
So I'm Caroline of Caroline Inspired, and I'm a yoga teacher, and I teach yoga on my Soul Care Club, which is on my platform that I've got, and then I also teach at my studio in Nottingham called the Inspired Studio, and I've been teaching yoga now for maybe 5 years, and yeah, there's been a lot of changes along the journey, but still absolutely love what I do, feel very passionate about it as well. And yeah, I used to be a school teacher, so just simply swapped the school classroom for the yoga studio, and yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Perfect. So a big focus of our conversation last time was around creating healthier habits with social media. But back in May of this year, you announced that you were actually going to be leaving Instagram. So do you want to talk a little bit more about what kind of ultimately led to that decision?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe that it's only been like back in May, because it feels like it's been a lot longer, but it also doesn't feel that long ago since we did the last episode talking all about boundaries and things like that. And really, I kind of feel like maybe back then when we're talking about boundaries and rituals and healthy habits putting in place was maybe the start of this journey of eventually coming off Instagram. That wasn't the plan. But I really started to feel that Instagram was affecting my mental well-being, and I wasn't really feeling aligned and connected with it anymore. And that's when I first started to try and put in like healthy habits around it to see if that addressed it. And yes, it did like make me feel better. It still just wasn't like meeting that need that I had. And so I kept on like playing around with like different ways of using Instagram, how it would feature in life. I mean, I shared in the last episode as well about taking like regular breaks. I take long periods off it. I'd also then take Saturday afternoon through to Monday morning off it too. Have boundaries with it daily. But I would definitely say the biggest thing was the effect of my mental health that led to the decision to leave. And there was a lot of other things that kind of went into it. But I really started to pick up on a lot of suffering that Instagram was causing. I could feel a lot of people suffering themselves with their mental well-being, and I'd open the app and like just want to help people so much, and could see that Instagram was the result of a lot of that suffering. And I also then just started to feel a bit hypocritical that I'm there as a yoga teacher trying to help people find yoga in their lives, slow down, be more present, be more mindful. And then I felt like, well, I'm just like kind of part of it by being then on Instagram and being then part of that problem. And it was just something that, like I say, wasn't aligning anymore. And so, yeah, that's when I made that decision to see life off Instagram. And it felt very different leaving as opposed to just having those 2 weeks off. And yeah, that's kind of, so it's a lot to do with mental health for myself and then for others as well. Just feeling like I wasn't then being of service to others by staying on it.
Mm-hmm. And I know you said it wasn't something that you were necessarily planning, but is it something that you thought about for a while, or was it just something that came to you one day and you decided to take action on?
Well, I was kind of getting fed up with hearing myself moan about Instagram, to be honest with you. Oh, I've been moaning about how it is as like a business user, like it's constantly changing all the time, keeping up with the algorithm, the changes as a platform. And so kind of like was fed up with hearing myself moan. And I'm very a big believer, like if there's obviously there's a problem there, like how can we address it? What can we do to kind of like work through it? So that kind of, it got to a point there, like I said, I was fed up with hearing myself moan, but the actual decision was quite it wasn't a quick decision that made. It's something I sat with for a while, but it kind of came to me like, I need to leave this platform. And I'd say that kind of came quite quickly, but it was a very strong intuition that I connected with. And like I said, I think like it was a journey I was already on. I hadn't quite made that realization with the truth. Mm-hmm. And it actually happened when I was working away on retreat in Portugal, when I made the decision. And I was sat doing like a morning meditation. I was by like the pool, and it was really early in the morning, and I remember just like the sky was so beautiful, and it was like all these birds that just swarmed the sky, like I'll never forget the image. And like in that moment I was like, oh, this would look great on Instagram. And I was like, oh my god, I just didn't like that. I didn't like that. Why couldn't I just experience that beautiful moment? Why did I feel the need to document and share it? And I really sat with that. I didn't like that part of me that was then had trained mentally to just think, oh, that's great for Instagram, or oh, that'd be lovely to share. Mm-hmm. Must have always been passionate about sharing things, it'd always be genuine. I just thought, why couldn't I just have like a few moments of peace, just enjoying it without the need to document? And that then I kind of started to sit with that. I was in that stillness and just thought, yeah, I just don't align with that world anymore. Maybe I never did. Yeah, I just feel like it's just too busy, too fast-paced for me, and I'm all about slowing down and being present, and mm-hmm. feel like it's the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, so when I came back literally from Portugal, I made that decision to leave.
Mm-hmm. And you put a post out on Instagram letting people know that you would be leaving, and what was the general kind of reaction to that post?
Well, it kind of surprised me, actually, the reaction, and it kind of went viral. I was blown away by the response that I had. I wanted to share it because I've always like I mentioned earlier about like being of service, especially as like a yoga teacher. If I can ever like offer things like a journey through that I feel like can help people, then I'll share about it. And so I really wanted to kind of just talk about it, like my reasons for it, rather than just completely abandoning. Mm-hmm. Obviously I've got this Instagram community as well. So I then shared the posts and things, and my DMs were just flooded with messages, emails, like people like messaging me on like WhatsApp and things. It was just, but a lot of people, I think they were like, oh, me too. They were relating to it. I think there's people like saying that they'd were really sad with the decision, that they'd really miss me being online. It was a bit like, as if like, I don't know, they thought, I'm like, you can still contact me, you know, by email, or yeah. I'm still over on like YouTube and things. It was like as if like I was, I don't know, dying or something, the way that some people messaging me. But then I just again picked up on so much suffering, and this was more people using it personally. So people without businesses that were struggling with how much Instagram was consuming their lives, and then so many people with businesses that were just reaching out and saying, I feel exactly the same, I feel a slave to it, you know, I don't like going on it anymore. You know, mental health's really affected. A lot of people were saying as well that they'd love to do it too, but you know, they were saying I've got my business and things, I can't. And so that was interesting, all these different kind of messages that came through, but all connected with then this suffering, mm-hmm. of mental well-being.
And have you not been back on the app since that day?
Not been tempted at all. There's not one part of me that misses it, or I feel like I've always gone with like making the right decision at the time that I feel like is in alignment with me. And I always feel like that would be the best decision you can make. If you feel like, yeah, it's a soul yes or it's a soul no, like go with that. I kind of left it as like, I'm leaving it for now.
Yeah.
Thinking if I just come off it, then like in a few months, see how I feel. But I feel like I knew at that time I wouldn't be back on. Mm-hmm. And I can't see myself going back on it again.
Interesting.
I've still got my account on there, yeah. For the reason being that if, you know, modern day world, like people will search for people on Instagram. There's a lot of people like, oh, can you, you know, let me know your Instagram handle, or if, you know, if see people in real life, and I'm like, oh, I'm not actively on Instagram anymore. But I suppose then people find people that way, that I've got all things that direct off.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't like want anybody to like try to message me if they're reaching out, like want some help, like use it with yoga and things, and they can't reach me. And then, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, all very clearly signposted that you are taking a break and this is where to find you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk about life after Instagram. What does it look like? What are the pros? Are there any cons?
I get asked about this quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think lots of people are just really interested in, like, what actually a day-to-day life would look like without it, because like you said, so many of us are so ingrained in the app, or like the everyday activity is so ingrained in what we do that it is quite hard to picture life without it, which is scary but true.
It absolutely is. I mean, we spend like, the average person spends like 2.5 hours a day on Instagram. I think that's something that also, like, one of the reasons why I wanted to leave Instagram is like, I don't want to spend that much time on something. If you think how that adds up, a week, a month, a year, like life is precious, like time and our energy is so, so precious. There are sacred things that we have. And I was just like, why do I want to then keep running into something that isn't lighting me up anymore, that something is affecting my energy and my mental well-being? So if anything, if like a huge pro there is then time, mm-hmm. this gift of time that we have that I feel like then I've got back. Because even with all the boundaries and barriers that I had in place around using it, it was still an hour a day. And sometimes it has to be more depending on like DMs and comments to try and manage it and everything. So I'd definitely say like a huge pro is coming off is the time and also mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt so free, literally. I think the day that I made that decision, I was feeling all the feels, you know, quite emotional with the responses that I was getting in and everything, but I felt a lot lighter from it and really started to feel my mental health improve. I feel like I've got the energy to channel into the things that really do light me up, the things that I want to manifest and bring into life. Pros as well, I feel like connections are a lot stronger. When I see people, I can have like a really good catch up. Like we've just been like catching up before, you know, before we started recording, didn't we?
Yeah.
Whereas I would know all those things like if I was on Instagram. So it's like old school, like old fashioned, like catching up with people.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, like being more present, like not the whole like, oh, I'll take a picture of that for Instagram. Well, that's really Instagrammable. And so yeah, pros with that. I try very hard to like not go on too much, like, oh, it's the best thing ever, like, everyone should do it, because I understand that everyone maybe can't, or some people have got then that addiction to using it and stuff. And, you know, and also I don't want to be like, oh, yay me, like, you know, and everyone should do it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been a huge pro in my life for many things. And also I just feel so much more connected to the practice of yoga since doing it as well. Feel more in alignment with that, more truthful with it. Also, I feel like Instagram, just a constant bombardment of information, isn't it, as well? We open that app and it's busy, it's there, isn't it? And so if anything, it's that clarity within my mind that I've got, rather than feeling overwhelmed and overstimulated, it just feels a lot, everything just feels calmer and clearer. And then welcoming in this lower piece of life as well, by still doing everything. Cons, I would say maybe missing out on things like, if people don't, this is actually a good tip, I would say, for your listeners, that is get a mailing list, because there's people that don't use their Instagram and social media. And so things like events that might have passed, I'm like, oh, I didn't know about that. And people be like, oh, I shared it on Instagram. And it's like, oh, that's why I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Then so really that's the importance of then a mailing list. So reaching people in different ways. Instagram is not the only way to reach people. It's a marketing tool. And for me, it wasn't something that was working really that well as it did at one time. Don't get me wrong. Like, at one time I loved Instagram and it was a pro in my life, especially for my business. So I would say though, yeah, you can still reach people in other ways. And so the con is then just missing out on things like that don't, you know, workshops, events. I just love to like still have that connection with people. Instagram, and you know, I'd met, you know, such lovely people on it and still have those connections, like you've been one of them as well. And I think, you know, I love getting your emails and things. So still, because I love to like connect still. Still want to like know what's going off. But yeah, so that's the only con.
Yeah,
I think that's the only one.
I mean, it's a very valid one, and I think that's what will hold a lot of people back in that sense. Because, you know, when you looked at it on the face of it, you had a very engaged Instagram audience as well. Like, everyone was very invested in you as a person, you as a yoga teacher, you know, everything that you were doing, and that showed very clearly when you put that post out saying that you were leaving. So I guess it would have been a hard decision, you know, to say, I'm not going to be showing up here anymore, but it's that invitation to come and join you elsewhere in places that feel better for you. So yeah, it makes total sense. And when you had made this decision, you know, you deleted the app, did it take a while to adjust to life without Instagram, or did it just kind of come very naturally to you? Did you find yourself picking up your phone, for example, and going towards where the app would be?
Actually, that's a good point that when you just said that, because I mean, I feel like I adjusted really well because I felt realigned in the decision. And so I was like, so ready for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I started to be, it was felt like a bit like a human experiment, really. I was so aware of this, like my hand needing stimulation still. I'd end up then checking emails on my phone because if I needed that, like clicking on Instagram. And I was like, ooh, what am I doing? Like, I kept calling myself out on things compassionately, but I was like, ooh, I don't like that about myself. Like, gosh, I can't even just sit and watch TV. I'm now like, not, you know, before it would be like, you click on Instagram. Now it's like I'm clicking on emails and stuff. So again, I had to put boundaries in place where it's like, when I sit down and check my emails when I'm sat here working. So yeah, I did notice that as an adjustment, but just like, again, that maybe more heightened awareness of these habits that, like, bad habits that I picked up and just the undoing of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. Also recognizing the feeling of boredom, because how often do we pick up Instagram because we're feeling bored and we need to be stimulated? And that's why it's such a strong habit and a quick habit we create, because often we're bored, we are then entertained by Instagram, and then the boredom's gone, and then that habit's created, and we do that multiple times a day. So sometimes we're like, oh, I'm bored. Okay, I need to undo something. I need to change like that energy of how I'm feeling. And I think it was just a lot of realizations that I wasn't expecting. It's just such a norm, isn't it? It's what we all do. It's such a normal habit going on Instagram. And so there's an adjustment in that sense, but not in terms of, like I said, it's got so much lighter coming off it.
Yeah, it's so strange that it's more of the bodily reaction or the brain reaction in a way, in terms of that boredom. Or I know I've been picking myself up on recently when, you know, you're stood in a queue for a few minutes, so that's when you'll pull it out and look on Instagram. And why can't you just stand in a queue in a shop for 2 to 3 minutes and not have that stimulation. You know, I think we've become so dependent on it, haven't
yes.
we, that we get bored so quickly. And yeah, I'm trying to kind of pull myself out of that one and just realize that it's okay to sit in your own thoughts for a couple of minutes. You know, that's the least you can really do throughout the day. I imagine you're doing a lot more of that now.
If you think, like, again, like the amount of time we spend on it, it's a lot of stillness you're then offering yourself. Because basically, like, if we use it, let's say the average is 2.5 hours a day, it's not that it's not normally like 2.5 hours in one go, is it? It's like spread out over the day. And so what would we do with that time? And we're all pretty much in need of stillness and slowness.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, it's been like such a nice opportunity to welcome it in. And you can still, even if you do still use Instagram and things, it's like, yeah, use the opportunity of standing in a queue to just be still, to be silent, to be present. Give your mind time to rest, because no wonder our mental health is suffering, because we're bombarded by so much stuff all the time. We're constantly overstimulated. When we're anxious, it's like the worst thing we can do, mm-hmm. feeding it at the end of the day.
Yeah, so true. And speaking of that time, and that time that you can gain back, you know, lots of people will say spending so much time on Instagram is a waste of time, and you mm-hmm. could use that time so much more productively. But it's not about always having to be productive and, you know, thinking about how you can be more efficient in your day by not using the app. It's thinking about how can you use it to your best benefit and, you know, enjoy that extra time. So what are some of the ways that you've kind of felt like you've really gained back that time, and how have you been utilizing it, I guess?
I was very like mindful then not to replace it with something else. I suppose it's like if people like come off Instagram but then they go on TikTok, you can just you know, then. But it was, yeah, just kind of, for me, if anything, I wasn't looking to add more in, because I was feeling overwhelmed anyway. And one of my intentions for this year is to work smarter, not harder, and to really tap into the slower way of being. And so if anything, it's added then less pressure to get everything done at a certain time. Like, you know, when I was on Instagram, it was like, oh yeah, the best time to post is at like at this time. So it'd be like rushing my morning routine, not really being present in it, because I need to like get this post out, and then I need to like engage before the post went out. Or then, even if you're actively using an Instagram in that moment with posting on things like that, it's the mental energy afterwards, like your mental to-do list. I've got to reply to that, or I need to adjust that comment, I need to do, you know, all those things. So if anything, I'd say like a lot of the time is just like this clarity, it's freedom. Of course, naturally, I have then gained so much more time, because then I'm not creating posts.
Mm-hmm.
We know how, like, you know, a reel might be 30 seconds a minute. Well, we know that how long they take to create. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take just a minute to create those things, right? So I'm saving hours from doing that. I am on YouTube and I do vlogs, but I do that on like on a Monday morning, and that's like my social media done
mm-hmm.
for the week. So with that time, like, I have like done things differently, morning routine, I'm just a lot more present doing things rather than in this rushed state. And then I've also like, I spend more time reading. I've then got time to go and do things like hang out with like friends and family. And even I've started like swimming again, which is lovely. But I wouldn't have had the time to do those things. Because as part of my boundary before using Instagram was like, I'll check in the morning, check in at lunchtime, check in the evening, afternoon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just feel like I'm in more of a natural flow with how life should be, this balance of effort and ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And it's so true that I'm the exact same in terms of, you know, I have it in my mind that I won't use social media, you know, for the first hour and a half of the day. And, you know, I'll focus on doing the things that make me feel good in the morning, and then I'll check. But it's still that time is fixed in my mind of like, okay, I want to be on Instagram just to check I've not got any messages by like 8:30.
Mm.
And that's just a completely self-imposed structure and routine. And you were really good at being very intentional with when you know, go on the app. You only go on at those certain times of the day, so then it's not bleeding into all areas. Mm. But I know it's so easy just to, you know, sit with maybe Instagram as you're, you know, on your actual computer and just refresh in the background, and you're just constantly being drawn away from what it is that you're wanting to be working on and focusing on. And just, yeah, a lot of the time I feel like I'm between two places, being pulled in different directions, which is not necessarily good.
I think that as human beings that we can multitask, but mm-hmm. it's not something that we should, it's not a good quality to have in terms of, because we can't do things well. or things then take a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And I think Instagram, that's like definitely a pro that I've noticed coming off it, is my concentration has improved.
Yes.
Whereas it'd be pulled in so many different directions all the time, even if I was doing something wasn't so present because I'm like in the back of my mind, I need to do that. Or, you know, it's so easy just to pick up your phone, right? And then mm-hmm. you scroll and before you know it, half an hour has gone by. And also, it's like what we're exposing ourselves to, this constant distraction, or we're looking at what everyone else is doing. We're literally looking at everyone else's highlight reel, aren't we? The biggest distraction. And if anything, just like focusing on, it takes away from focusing on what you're doing, on, mm-hmm. on like the, you know, pouring the energy into like your passion, your purpose. That's where our energy should be directed, not looking what everyone else is doing or comparing, especially like if you're in business as well. Just a waste of precious energy, and if we can redirect it to concentrate on what we're doing, mm-hmm. yeah, that's definitely something that has improved concentration.
Yes, and so many of us need that because our attention spans are just shrinking and shrinking, and yeah, apps like TikTok are not helping with that. But yeah, it's so true, because on any given day, instead of just focusing on what it is that you're doing in your everyday life, you're essentially getting the view into hundreds of people's lives, and you're a part of it, I guess, mm-hmm. by, you know, watching people's stories and being so included as, mm-hmm. you know, what they're doing every day. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it.
It is. And I think, how natural is it really? No wonder we're struggling, because it's like not a natural thing to expose mm-hmm. ourselves to that much, is it?
No, you're not just living your own life, you're living hundreds of other people's
exactly,
as well.
Yeah.
So one of the things you mentioned was kind of the biggest reaction when you announce the news that you would be leaving is other business owners expressing, you know, how they were feeling similar, maybe wish they could also maybe think about leaving the app, but they felt like they couldn't because it was a marketing tool and, you know, a pivotal part of their business. So I think what a lot of people would be interested to hear about is whether you have noticed any sort of tangible differences in your business in terms of sale. You know, you also have your studio, so in terms of people coming along since you stopped using Instagram.
So this has been like a big question that I have been asked. So when I was leaving Instagram, people sharing, you know, their thoughts from, you know, that they would love to do, but with obviously their business. Yeah. You also had like people speak to me who don't even have businesses. They're just like curious, or yeah, basically curious about it. And ultimately what I'd always say, like, to me, my mental well-being is the top priority. And so when I made that decision to leave Instagram, yes, it was a big risk in terms of business. I did have a platform on Instagram. Like, I'd worked with other brands and things. I'd have, like, my brand as Caroline Inspired. It had been a great tool for me at one time in my career, and I'm grateful to Instagram for that. However, like I said, I knew that I didn't know what was going to happen with my business by coming off Instagram. I knew my mental health was always the priority. Like, the rest would just have to, that had to come first. Mm-hmm. There would be no Caroline Inspired if I didn't take care of myself first. And this is when having those boundaries in place has been really important to me, because Caroline Inspired is so much of who I am as a person as well. So I need to put that separation in place, those boundaries. So I obviously had that then. I not only do I have my studio, but I also have an online membership as well. So some people would say to me, "Oh, like, no, I need to start it because I've got an online business." Kind of like, "Oh, you've only got the studio." I'm like, "No, I have an online membership as well." So mm-hmm. I think we've kind of then taught ourselves that we think we need to have Instagram to be successful, when really it is a marketing tool. And I think that's something that I started to reflect on and started to think it wasn't working. Like, I couldn't keep up. Well, if I did keep up with it, I'd be selling my soul, I feel like. I just didn't get on with doing reels. I couldn't say everything in like a 60-second story. I used to get anxious just trying to get everything out. The way that Instagram was evolving didn't suit me as a business owner, as a person. And, you know, it's like it was exhausting. It's yeah. constantly changing things. And so really I sat with that and thinking, this is a marketing tool that isn't working for me. A marketing strategy maybe years ago, if you know, is going out giving leaflets. If you weren't getting much back from it, it doesn't work. So you'd address and change something. And I think so ultimately for me, it was like, no, I need to, it wasn't bringing in the amount of energy I was putting in. So if you think, yes, I actively used it an hour a day, but what about all the hours around it going into thinking of what I need to do and the content creation? That's hours a week, and I'm not seeing the return in the hours that I'm putting in. So something wasn't working, so something needs to change. Mm-hmm. So I did feel like I was a bit like, I've been a bit of an experiment as well. Some people are like, oh, see how you get on. Keep you updated and let me know. And if anything, like my online stuff has still continued to grow. I've actually then, I'm over on YouTube and creating vlogs. It's more like long form content, and getting that connection there, which is so beautiful, that's really important to me. So yeah, things have still continued to grow. So the YouTube is like, I kind of like think takes care of my online stuff. And then mainness, like that's how like I contact people about things to do with the studio. I have had the studio for 3-4 years now. Obviously like COVID had happened in between that as well. I think the studio had been open for a year, then COVID happened and then I reopened. But I've already like established like a community there, and I just kind of put that trust in people, mm-hmm. and just kind of see there's other ways to reach people. This word of mouth is still really powerful.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like putting my trust back in those. And like I said, so there's YouTube, there's even people locally that may watch my YouTube videos and things. And obviously, you know, it reaches them the wider world as well. So yes, in terms of the growth has still been happening for my business, which is amazing. But I knew it was a sacrifice that I had to take. It was a sacrifice I was willing to take for the sake of my mental well-being.
Yeah, and it was a brave step, you know, to do that. But like you said, you felt as though that was the only option in a sense. And yeah, we're not here to just bash Instagram or anything like that. Like it can work for some people, but if you are in that position where you feel like it is affecting you, like there are other ways, and hopefully sharing your story and where you're at now will help to maybe reassure people and maybe just encourage people to take a step back and look at what some of those other platforms could be.
Absolutely. I think and if it's like, what is aligning with Instagram and what isn't? And then for me, even like if my mental health wasn't being affected by it, I still much prefer long form content. That's just like, you know, I love the days on Instagram when you could write a long caption, it was just an image.
Yeah.
I love that. And like I said, it worked for me at the time, but it just then as it evolved, which is only natural that anything evolves and grows, and that just didn't align with how I wanted to put myself out there. And ultimately, I would say, like, though, to anyone listening, that think of the energy that you're going to free up mentally and physically to pour into your passion and into your purpose. You can't do that if Instagram is taking of your energy. So just taking that time to maybe, like, check in, like, how does it make me feel? And ultimately, remember that we are the ones in control of that. It does not control us. Mm-hmm. And so if you're feeling out of control with using it, then just sit with that and just think, okay, it's my responsibility, what action can I take? If Instagram is going to feature on my life still, like, how can I make it work for me?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to share with it? What do I want to contribute to? So it's just then like protecting your energy more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really resonated when you've shared in the past how, you know, Instagram doesn't necessarily align with your business in terms of, especially in the way that it was moving. So moving away from images and moving away from being able to do long captions and chatty stories and things like that, and moving into the more short form, quick, consumable content. Because at the end of the day, for yoga, you have to have that level of concentration. You have to carve out time in your day to sit down and practice. And, you know, you have to be disciplined with that. So in reality, you know, the way that Instagram was moving, it wasn't necessarily conducive with that. So using a platform like YouTube, where you are creating longer form content, you know, you're capturing people's attention for 20, 30 minutes, something like that, it kind of more seamlessly aligns with what you're all about, which I loved when you kind of put that out there. So I was like, that makes total sense.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think that is something very much you know, it's important to like to have to live and to speak my truth, and to, you know, so there isn't then this like this gap in between the two. And that's really important to me. And that's where I was feeling like there was this gap that was being created. Then not feeling like I was living my truth and being in alignment. Because and then like the gap that was being created. And you know, this is like, it's like no disrespect to like any other yoga teachers out there. I think this is the only way to do it. This is just my way of doing it. That just was working for me. But yeah, to me, just like with my connection with the practice of yoga, this reflects more, like you said, yoga being more, if you think like audience-wise on Instagram as opposed to YouTube, people are wanting to sit down, they're wanting to learn more, they're wanting to learn about this practice of yoga. Whereas on Instagram, it's like, it's short, it's fast, it's like grab people's attention span, and it's just, they're not that connection there with what I'm trying to offer, be of service with in the world. And yeah, it's important to me that it's how I am in real life is then always coming across,
yeah,
right, online as well.
Definitely. I mean, it feeds into what I said before, you know, if I pick up my phone whilst I'm standing in the queue at a supermarket, I'm not necessarily going to be in the right space to consume some, you know, calming, mindful content. Whereas if I'm sat down at home, you know, I put YouTube on my TV, I'm just in a completely different headspace.
Absolutely.
So as you have chatted about, you have kind of moved over to using YouTube as your main social platform. How have you found that transition, and how have you found that the content that you're creating differs from that you're creating for Instagram?
I really love YouTube. Mm-hmm. I really do love creating content for it. And as I mentioned, I've obviously been sharing longer videos, so I share vlogs on there. So what's quite nice is it's like the showing up on Instagram stories. You're not then posting it straight away there. So you just gather all this content together and then put it together in the vlog format. And then so I am still then kind of, I love that whole like chatty side. And I literally can, when I'm talking to like the camera and things, I can like imagine then the audience and the community behind as well. So what I like though as well is I'm not cut off there by 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I can just say like, it needs to be a little bit longer than it can. So create those videos. They've got a lot of people then following me over onto YouTube, mm-hmm. which is really nice. So then people like will take the time to comment and reply, or even like email me. And that's something else that I've noticed that's really increased is the people emailing me. My monthly soul mail that I send out, which is that my newsletter, has grown. That grew massively when I announced that I was leaving Instagram, which I'm like, mm-hmm. I love that. I love that quality connection of people that are wanting to listen. Then I can like help people like with, you know, through like the practice of yoga. And so yeah, I'd say that the content is different in the sense that to me it's more authentic, it's more helpful, rather than it just being like, I don't know, just something quick just to add to somebody's like already overwhelmed mind. And like you said, like how you use Instagram, it's like how you use YouTube is so different to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So you use YouTube with more purpose. Not everybody, obviously people still, they have got shorts on there now,
yes,
and things, but I just feel like as a platform, it uses things differently. I also feel like Instagram's kind of gone through a bit of an identity crisis, whereas YouTube's always been like it's a video-based platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like it's like more my people on YouTube in terms of like people that are wanting to be there, and that's what I'm for more. I'm there for anybody but just feel like I don't want to clog up someone's feed if it doesn't want to like see,
yeah,
like, whether they have to intentionally go and like type it in and obviously be pop up and search and stuff. But yeah, so I'd say like it differs in that way of the content creation behind it, but also then the way of like consuming it. And I personally enjoy YouTube myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I don't use YouTube either. Like I love to sit and watch vlogs and things, and again I'll sit down with a cup of tea or when I'm having some lunch or something, and yeah, I just feel so much more in alignment with the message that I'm trying to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am a massive fan of YouTube, have been for years, and for me it totally replaces TV really, like of an evening. If I get a chance to sit down and have the TV to myself, then it's catching up with, you know, all the YouTube channels that I'm subscribed to, and it's so nice just to get like a little window into someone else's world. And since you've left Instagram, I've been keeping up with your weekly vlogs, and it's so nice. I still feel just as connected with you and what you're up to, and it's just, yeah, nice to get a little sneak peek into your world.
I'd also say as well, like from a business perspective as well, like anybody that's not used YouTube before is maybe thinking of it. I absolutely do. I think some people think like, oh, you've missed the boat on it kind of thing, but what is amazing about YouTube is the content's like evergreen as well. So, I mean, I've got like there's like a few videos that have been up for like a while that are like still growing. And actually, you know, I hadn't checked in for a while, and I was like quite shocked, like the growth on them. And they were content I created like years ago. And whereas if you think that like on Instagram, you put all your energy into creating a post, a reel, you know, and a story, and it's gone. And you know, gone are the days before where you'd kind of like scroll down and you still, was it like kind of,
chronological.
It's not like that anymore, it's still, is it?
You can choose now, so you can choose to have the chronological feed or a feed of your like favourite people.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I've not utilised it because it's the extra work that needs to, you know, create this favourites list, and it's, well, I created a favourites list by choosing to follow those people. Yes, why do I then again need to specify whose content that I want to see? And it's still not the default kind of setting that comes up when you go onto Instagram. You have to actually select that that's the way that you want to see it. So you still, you know, do little things just to make it not the easiest.
Yes.
Or you have to obviously like go there with intention every single time you go onto the app to select that kind of profile viewing.
That's interesting. So yeah, unless someone goes onto your page and scrolls down, that's not, it's not even like pop up or anything for anyone to like see, is it? Whereas YouTube, you've got to think there's people searching for what you can offer. It's a search-based platform, isn't it? Whereas I think Instagram's more about like consuming things that are there, kind of like, it's kind of not choosing what you see, because obviously like you, who you follow and things like that, but whereas often YouTube is like, oh, you want to find out about something, or you want to learn more about that, and I think it's a fantastic platform to, for, you know, even if you haven't been on it before, or, yeah, and I love doing it. Don't get me wrong, I think the, my YouTube channel is so much smaller than what my Instagram platform was. I love it. I get so much joy from doing it. And I look, like I said, there's that stronger connection. I prefer to connect with like a smaller amount of people than have loads of followers and I don't know who they are. And they don't really even engage in the content and it's just kind of spamming up the feed kind of thing. So it for me, it's more like that quality over quantity.
Absolutely. And it's so nice to sit down and like collate that content together, isn't it? It's so nice to have it to look back on as well. Like I've never been very consistent with my YouTube channel, but the videos that I do have on there, like, so nice to have those memories kind of preserved to look back on. And yeah, I guess in terms of like the community that you're cultivating over there, did lots of people follow you over from Instagram? Because I imagine, you know, for lots of people like me and you, we love to watch YouTube, so it feels natural, but maybe not everyone does that or did that. So, you know, your channel might be the first that they went over to watch.
Yeah, because not everyone, like you said, yeah, some people already use YouTube a lot and other people then don't. And there was, what I do find is quite hard to see is unless someone then lets you know that they're watching or if they don't comment, then you don't know. Whereas I suppose on Instagram stories, you'd be able to see when you, who would watch your stories. You can see who'd liked and things. Like done the, yeah, the love heart and things on Instagram. Whereas on YouTube, you can't always see. But then there are then people that have, will reach out to me like, oh, I love your vlogs, and or then we'll put comments and things. So that's really nice. When I'm like, oh, like it's just lovely that they then will reach out and they have been watching the vlogs and things. So there has been like a big part of my community that's come over. Not everybody, when I think like, I can't remember how many followers I had on Instagram before, but it, like I said, my YouTube is a lot smaller. So it's just still nice to be able to connect with people that way. And I also think it takes a lot more effort to write a comment on YouTube than it does on Instagram, because if you're watching it, I watch it on the TV, so not on my phone, so you don't comment the same. And so I think when someone does kind of reach out to a comment, I'm like, oh, that's, they've really took that extra effort, and I, you know, really value and appreciate the energy that's gone into that. I appreciate anybody that was sending a DM or a comment, I was like, that's someone's energy that they're sharing and really value that. And yeah, on YouTube, it's like a little bit more effort. It's, So, yeah, in terms of obviously how it interact, the platform is so different to Instagram in terms of you don't have DMs, so that you don't have that same, it's just a different way to connect. But I'd still say the community's there. Like I said, when I'm talking to the camera, I still think of my community out there, and I can like, even if I don't, I know names of people, I might not know the faces, but I can,
I imagine for a lot of people as well, and I've had these chats with people who've come along to the clubhouse in terms of often when we pick up our phone in the middle of the day, it's because we're seeking connection. You know, lots of us are working from home more now. So it's natural, I guess, to seek that connection within our days if we're not getting it whilst we're at home. And I know, you know, in terms of you have your studio, so you're out meeting people and things like that. But have you ever felt that missing that since Instagram? I know you said there's not many things that you miss, but I guess for a lot of people, maybe that is the way that they connect with people whilst they're at home.
I think, yeah, definitely like the connection thing like comes up a lot, because obviously people do use Instagram as a form of connection, which I think is amazing. If you are using it with that intention as a way to connect with people, then that's fantastic. But how many of us then think we are and we're not? We don't actually get, if we're going on for connection but we're not getting it back, we aren't using it for connection then, are we? If we've gone on with that intention, we should feel fulfilled in that, if we've done that action, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think So for me, yes, there was, I'd created a lot of friendships on Instagram, and they're still present in my life now. And it's still, there's still email, there is YouTube, there's in person, there's WhatsApp, there are still ways to connect. So if connection is the thing, there's other ways to connect other than Instagram. So I feel like I am still meeting those needs of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And and if anything, again, it takes more effort to then reach out to somebody. But isn't that, it's kind of like going back to old school ways of being, but isn't that, like I said, it's quality connection. Again,
yeah.
Following through, like making plans to see people, or, you know, hopping on a call with someone. And so I can still get that need for connection then through other things as well. I think what I did struggle with towards the end of my time on Instagram was starting to see the falseness in people that I thought were friends, and actually just starting to see that people weren't then genuine and sincere. And I think that started to, I'm a very trusting person as well, and sometimes then experiencing that betrayal and feeling like I've been taken advantage of, like there wasn't like a genuine connection there. It was a very much like, you know, pretending to be a friend and then not. So I think that's something that it highlighted to me, but then there are still those beautiful connections that have made that it's not like a whole not seeing everybody at all. But yeah, so now it's like the connections that I have and the people that are in my life, I love. Like, and I've got the energy to focus on that rather than focusing energy on the people that aren't for me, that I'm not for.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes the best thing that can happen is something not being the easy option, as in, you know, just jumping on Instagram and sending someone a DM, or, you know, picking up the phone. One of those is more time consuming and, you know, not necessarily the easier option, but it's a lot of the times it's the more fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I guess it's with, you know, apps like Instagram and TikTok, it's a lot of the time it's that instant gratification that we have grown to become accustomed to. And that's whether you're going on there just to see what other people are doing, and that in a sense fills that need for connection in a way, because you feel like you've got an insight into someone else's day, even though you've not actually spoken to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're posting, you know, I think that's why so many of us lean towards Instagram, because we can put a post up, you know, we can put a story up quite quickly and receive some sort of feedback. Whereas,
mm-hmm.
you know, YouTube, if you're collating things together across the week, you know, you put it up on a Monday and then you'll get feedback then, but it's not instant. And I think that's what a lot of people now are struggling with in this move away maybe from, you know, short form content and things like that, because we've become accustomed to it. So when we move away and maybe don't have as much of it, we feel like we're maybe lacking or missing that.
I love everything you've just said then, and actually just highlights me really, because I definitely think we can't deny whether people are like, oh yeah, I don't really look at how many likes I get on a post, or I don't really look at the engagement. We're human beings and we naturally seek validation. That's like a part of our human instinct. But it's just done now in such excessive on platforms like Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and obviously like some people then on YouTube as well. But it's actually, what's it feeding? Is it feeding the ego? Is it actually helping us in what we actually do genuinely need? Or is it quite superficial?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be quite blinding really as well. And again, it's like going on then with intention. And also, because then what happens then those days when the engagement drop is down? How it then makes us feel. We don't feel valued, we don't feel seen, we don't feel heard. We've not got the validation that we were seeking. So I think that was a big thing, like learning more about that. Like, yeah, as human beings, like we do seek that. But if we're seeking then validation, it's because we want to belong and be part of something, then that's what we need to address more of that thing.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, seek genuine connection. And I think as well, like if so many like business owners I've spoken to, they'll be like, oh, you get loads of like likes or shares on Instagram, and nothing, that doesn't follow through to sales. So you can have someone that's then got thousands of likes on a post, and then their business is just really suffering, because
mm-hmm.
we're not, obviously some people on Instagram are actually content creators, but most of us aren't content creators. That's not our actual job. It's a marketing tool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, then we might get the likes and the double clicks and it makes us feel good and we get that hit of dopamine, but it might be a short-term fix.
Exactly.
It is addressing them things in the long term. Again, it's just opening our eyes to these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting those things, but it's just thinking, like, is that actually meeting the need that I have?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, just being aware of it, because so many of these things have maybe happened to us subconsciously through using social media that often it just becomes daily routine and we don't even recognize it. So like you said, being aware of it and then maybe addressing it and looking for other ways to find that validation or that connection, whatever it is that you're using social media for. So we've covered a lot. To start wrapping up, what advice would you give to any business owners or non-business owners who are considering leaving Instagram or maybe even taking just an extended break?
What I'd say is lean into those feelings. Don't ignore them. Don't suppress them. If you're thinking that there's something that's out of alignment and it needs addressing, it's come up for that reason. And so if you haven't already, I would say then start with taking a break and incorporate weekly breaks as well. So if, you know, coming off Instagram on a Sunday, for example, or it's like more daily breaks than maybe, so coming off on like a Sunday, maybe then having time limits around how you use it. So you're actually adding in breaks daily. And then if you can then have like a digital detox of coming off it then for say 2 weeks over Christmas time, like, and just trusting that your business will still be there. Like I've taken, you know, 2 weeks off at times and everything's still there. But also just kind of then take some time, some stillness, because we can't listen if we don't get still. And this is when we need to reconnect with our intuition. Like, what does feel right? What doesn't feel right? And then reconnect with how you want to, like, use Instagram, really. And I think that's, again, that making it work for you. You are the one that's in control. So I'd say, like, maybe start with that. And then if you're like me, when you still have this niggle and this, like, loud intuition that's saying you need to come off it, then, again, address that then. I think if you listen to how you're feeling right now, obviously don't react when you're maybe in those heightened emotional states. Just, like, give it enough space. But then just kind of think, these things aren't permanent. So I then left Instagram with, I was taking a break. For now, I will say, like, I can't see myself going back on Instagram. No one knows what the future holds, right? But it's not something that I can see for my future. But nothing's permanent, so you can always just take a, you know, see what life is like outside of Instagram. How do you show up in the world without Instagram? Be curious about it, be excited. But I think ultimately, business owner or not, mental well-being needs to come first. We need to start valuing that, and especially as a business owner, valuing that above sales and things like that. Because when you look after your mental well-being, you're looking after your energy, you have so much more to give anyway. That would be my advice, is to sit with those feelings, give it space, and choose the direction that you want to take. You have to follow what everyone else is doing or what we think everyone else is doing. There are other ways of being. I think we need to trust in ourselves more. We've become so disconnected with our intuition. And I think it's about reconnecting with that and stepping into our power and let that be like the driving force. I'd also say, any advice, I wrote a blog post as well. I mean, I've got all the captions of the post. This is what's funny, is when I left Instagram, I couldn't even get everything I wanted to say on one post. I had to do it over about three. So there's about three or four posts over on Instagram. And I've also got a YouTube video that I shared about my journey leaving Instagram. There's obviously this episode, there's the one before. So that's like my journey of putting boundaries in place that you can listen to. And I also did over on my Soul Care Club, which is my online membership. I don't just teach yoga asana, which is the physical practice, but I love yoga philosophy and I live a very yoga-inspired life, as I'll describe it. But we had a whole month journeying through how technology shows up in my life. So it wasn't just Instagram. And it was not me then saying, like, everyone should come off Instagram. It was just like, okay, let's think how these things are showing up. We talked about validation. We talked about habits. We talked about, like, being in control more of things. And so there's like a whole series over there if anyone, you know, would like that. And then also, like, my emails are always open. If anyone wants to send me an email, then, yeah, there's lots of support and advice out there. So hopefully that will help people.
Amazing advice. Thanks so much for sharing. And yeah, like you said, I really hope this episode has been helpful and maybe just brought some awareness and reassurance as well in terms of, like, this is possible for you if it's something that you're looking to do.
We can sometimes very much then live more in fear and let the fear stop us from doing something, when actually really what's the worst that can happen if you take a week off Instagram? And like I say, just sit with that. But also remember, this is the things that I share with you are a reflection of my own personal journey, just like everyone is on their own personal journey. And you know, it's not about then replicating then what I've done, or, you know, obviously things that will work for me, but then it's about finding like your own way of journeying through it. So if it's, you know, like you mentioned there, like what might, if something resonates, or maybe just changing one thing, or just being more conscious of how you're using it. I mean, I'm not saying that everyone, you know, needs to leave Instagram. This is very much my, like my personal journey with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just kind of finding yourself in this journey, in this modern world, and finding how you want to show up in it and use these things as tools.
Yeah.
Not things that are controlling.
Absolutely. Very well put. So finally, the question that I ask all my guests, I know you will have shared this on the last episode, but whether you give the same answer or a different one, it's up to you. If location wasn't a factor, which three fellow business owners would you like to be in your co-working club?
Okay, so this is, I always find this hard because I always feel like I want to mention like so many people. There are so many inspiring business owners in my life. And so I'm going to kind of maybe bring up ones that are more than recent in life. And so I would say, so there's Tony, who is, she's got her business is Feed Me Mama. And I work with Tony when I go on work on retreats. And she does the most amazing vegan food, and but I really love her values and her ethos and her support for other women. And but she does live quite far away, and so yeah, if location wasn't a factor, she would definitely be in, because like her energy is just magnetic as well, and you can't help but just feel in a much more high vibrational state when you've been around her. So she'd definitely be one. And then another one would be Jasmine. She is a coach and she is doing a sound bath at the studio. She lives in Birmingham. It's not too far, but then again, location. And very grounding energy. Really love her ethos and her values. And yeah, just she's a very inspirational soul, and I would, yeah, she definitely won. And then the other one, now this is somebody that I do miss seeing regularly online because she does live then further away, she's in Manchester, is Carly Body by Bates. I've got a feeling I might have mentioned her before. But again, like an amazing energy, an incredible business owner as well. And she's been really inspiring, the journey that she's been on, like many around like through COVID and things, and the changes she's had to make in her business. And so yeah, if location wasn't a factor, she'd be someone I definitely want to like still like connect with regularly.
Lovely. Sounds like a lovely little co-working group. And finally, just want to let people know where they can find you online.
You can find me online on my website. So it's carolineinspired.co.uk, and there's kind of like all links are, from there. And I'm on YouTube as well. Again, Caroline Inspired on YouTube. Pretty much Caroline Inspired on most platforms. And whilst I'm still then not active on Instagram, there's my page still there with all links directing off.
Mm-hmm.
But also online, there's like other platforms that I'm on. Like I'm on Spotify, I've got meditations on there. There's Insight Timer. The only one I'm not on then is TikTok as well. But yeah, Caroline Inspired pretty much on most things. And then also email, so people can get in touch with me via email.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's all online stuff.
Perfect. I will make sure everything is linked in the show notes as well, just to make it as easy as possible for people. But thank you so much for having me, Caroline. It's been so nice to catch up and hear about your journey this year. It's very interesting, and I'm sure everyone will be really intrigued as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute honour.
If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you keep up to date with all of future episodes. And if you could possibly leave a review, it would really help us in this early stage of launching the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next Monday.